This fugue is a total of 27 measures. We have this repeating theme throughout it in different keys and in different modes within a key. So we'll see that theme show up a lot throughout this song. Let's start with the first four measures. Here they are. So at measure one, we have a rest on the first beat. And on the second beat, we have the left hand coming in with this motif. So that's the D below middle C with our fourth. Step up to the E, step up to the F sharp, step up to the G, back to the F sharp, down to the E, up to the F sharp, back down to the D under your fourth. Then we'll go up to the B above that. We'll hit it twice. Step down to the A, step down to the G. Now, fingering-wise, what I'd like to do when I play those Bs is use finger one. So two of those, step down to the A with finger two, but then cross under for the G below that with finger one. And this will set me up for measure two, where I'll play the F sharp right below that G with finger two, step back up to the G, come back to the F sharp. Now, right here, when I hit the F sharp, the right hand will play that same motif, but against a different chord. So what we have here, right hand, is the A right below middle C with finger one. We step up to the B, step up to the C sharp, up to the D, back to the C sharp, down to the B, back up to the C sharp. When we come back up to the C sharp, left hand will play the E under its third. Keep that down, and then right hand play the A under your first. So for the right hand, the motif is A, B, C sharp, D, C sharp, B, C sharp, A. When we play that first A, the left hand is on the F sharp below middle C. Right hand goes up. And when it gets to this C sharp here, left hand steps down to the E. Then right hand plays the A. Then right hand play the F sharp above middle C with your fifth. With the left hand play the D below the E you just played. Keep it down. Right hand play the F sharp again, step down to the E, with the left hand step up to the E and keep it down, and then right hand step down to D. And that's measures one and two. Now let's take a look at three and four by themselves.